West Africa Mind.
Nick, what's going on, man? It's Emery.
Oh, not much. What's going on, Emery?
Nothing much. Just wanted to give you another shout. I had sent over that the list of the 120 rounds that we were talking about a little bit yesterday. Did you have a chance to take a peek at them?
Yeah, I did a quick perusal, man. Honestly, prices seemed a little high, and then I got busy with other gigs, so I didn't look further than that.
I hear you.
I'm buying a lot of strong blue stuff. I'm buying a lot of stuff at 50 below and change. So, you know, when I see – now, granted, yours are nuns. I get that. But,
yeah,
you know, 22 below, like, dude, I mean, I can't. I can't, you know. Like I told you, that last one I sold at 48 below, and it's like it's hard for me to do anything if I can't sell cheaper than that. So that's the true issue. And in all honesty, that's the problem I've always had with your company, man. It's just you guys are just usually more expensive. And I understand you have your perks, right? You got your trade-ups, you get your terms,
yep.
You get all that stuff. But I got to be honest, I don't care. I don't care about any of that stuff. That stuff doesn't help me personally.
Okay.
So that value added, I understand where it is value added for some, but like I said, I don't fall into that category. So I'm happy to keep trying you, man, if I get something. But again, I mean, a 22
so strong
below
blue,
for a stone.
Strong blue, you wouldn't mind?
No, I don't care about any of that. Dude, look, I'm looking for value stones, man, anything that makes sense. I just bought a 2-carat cushion cut. Beautiful make. It's an XX strong, you know, and what I pay for it, like 54 below or something like that. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. Now, obviously, a 2-carat cushion is not a 120 round. But
okay.
Nonetheless, I know there's stuff on the market that's cheaper than 22 below. And I just did a quick search, and there were a couple guys I knew that had some stuff for like 35 and 36 below, comparable to yours.
Okay.
So,
if I were to find you a 120 that is like 35 below, I was under the impression that strong blue was not what we were looking for. So if I found like a 120 with strong blue with like 40 to somewhere in that range for, you know, off a wrap, can I send it to you? At least on memo for now, you take a peek at it. If you like it, then wonderful. We'll move forward. If not, then just send it back to me. It's free shipping to you.
No, I understand that, but again, like if you want to send me stuff to play with, that's fine. I would try. Like I mean, I'll throw a carrot 20 years in my inventory, see if I can move it for you. But when it comes to like shopping, what I'm gonna buy, I'm gonna buy what I see that I like that makes sense. And if it's one of your stones, that's awesome. If it's not one of your stones, then I honestly don't want to waste your time because that's not what I like to do.
Yeah.
For example, I had a 2-carat cushion call. I jumped on. I looked for some stones. I quoted some stones to my customer, and I was like, you know what? I like that stone. I ordered it in, and I bought it, and that's the end of it. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how I normally roll. If I have like a memo call for something that's kind of weird, like somebody, in fact, if you want to look, one of my waste of time customers asked me about a 3-carat trillion. And I'm not. And if I find that stone, I promise you, I will not buy it for. I will not buy it. If I sell it, that's great, right? But that's not a stone that I want to inventory.
Yeah.
Versus a carat 20 round is something I'd love to own. You know, if I could find the right stone. So if you have that right stone, then yeah, I'll absolutely buy it from you. But again, it's if not, then I'm gonna buy it from somebody else, or I'm gonna wait. In all honesty, because it's been so slow, dude. It's not like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sold my carrot 20. When am I going to get another call for that? I don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be 2 years from now. It's just been really, really weird, the market. So, that's the other problem when you're like, oh, well, let's do some business right now. I'm like, honestly, dude, I don't really care because nothing's moving. So I'm not getting excited about buying diamonds unless it's like a steal. You know, I just bought a 1-carat round off the street, dude. You know, I paid 63 below for it, you know. It's a triple X medium, but again, like it's nothing. Like it was a smoking deal. I bought it. That's kind of it.
Okay.
So yeah, you're welcome to look. Like I said, I don't really care. I don't really care about what I care about. I don't like black stuff dead center.
Yeah.
I don't like deep stones.
Okay.
And other than that, I don't care about anything else. You know, if it's a good, if it's a very good, if it's a strong that doesn't, I mean, I don't want a milky stone.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really care. Like this, I just bought a strong blue. It doesn't bother me. I bought a medium blue. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm not buying 65 depth rounds. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. So, yeah, and like I said, I'll keep looking out for you on RapNet. I mean, I'm always kind of looking when I jump on. I'm like, I wonder if there's anything from RDI I can call you guys on, but I just haven't. Like I said, more than anything, it's just been quiet. So
I hear you. Just a quick question regarding that, the waste of time client. Are you still looking for that 3-carat trillion or no?
Dude, he called me when I was at Costco like 35 minutes ago. I just ran to Costco with my wife real quick because I got some people coming over this weekend. I'm like, oh, we'll run to Costco while it's quiet. But he literally just asked me about that. And like I said, he's a pain in my butt. But I would happily quote him a stone. He's trustworthy. He's just a pain in my butt. And I will tell you, he owes me $25,000 from May, if that tells you what kind of client this guy is. But he didn't lose my diamond, and he will pay me eventually, but he's a pain in my butt. So on a deal like this, though, I would make him just prepay me.
COD or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd COD the guy. I'm like, look, man, I mean, if you want the stone, we'll show you the stone, but it's like, If you're keeping the stone, like you're keeping the stone and you're buying it now. I'm not terming you. You know, this is a stone that I own that I wanted to get rid of. So I'm like, whatever. I thought he'd pay me in 3 months, not we're going on
six months, dude.
Ten months? No, from May of last year, dude. We're in February. We're almost there, man. I mean, yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right, so I will, Nick, I'm going to look into that, the 3-carat trillion. How do you sense his urgency? Like, if we find it, he's going to buy it? How serious do you think he is?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, he's got a 2-carat princess cut of mine sold. So he owes me like $40,000 between two stones. And I billed him for the princess cut back in November. And so he just called me, and I'm like, well, are you giving me back my princess cut? And he's like, no. He's like, I got that sold, but apparently that's for the guy's daughter, I guess. And then he wants a 3-carat trillion for his wife is what I was told. So, again, this is kind of what I would do if I were you is I would jump in your inventory, type in trillions between 2.5 or bigger, and send me that list, and I wouldn't waste any more time than that. But I know you guys are a huge diamond house. Maybe you have an item like that, and I'm sure you'd love to get rid of it because I'm glad that I don't own that diamond.
hey, listen, if you want it, I got it. So.
There you go. But don't waste a ton of time. Certainly don't third party source the thing for me because I'll probably jump on RapNet and look. I got a couple other projects I'm trying to get done, but like I said, if you have something, even 2.5 plus trillion.
Okay. I'll look into it for you.
Any flavor. Because again, I can't imagine, even you guys aren't gonna have more than a couple stones if you have.
Okay. So something like around SI2, maybe like H to J in color, or?
Just send them all to me, man.
Okay.
Like I said, if you have one, I'll be surprised. If you have three, I'll be really, really surprised. But again, you guys are bigger Diamond House, so maybe you've got 30 stones like that.
I'll surprise you. I'll look for the right one, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.